staff has a chance to answer. Somebody else from the community wanted to present some concerns or
So before we potentially hear from another representative for Mr. Kipperberg, the county would like to go on record as objecting to the last statement due to the witness's kind of lack of direct personal communications that the county has had with Mr. Kipperberg, and that relevance to the issues at hand here, he's unfamiliar with the conversations that the county has had on an ongoing basis relevant to Mr. Kipperberg's current business coming into compliance with the county code.
The microphone wasn't. I'm not going to strike the prior testimony, but I will give it the appropriate weight because my jurisdiction here is simply over the question of what are the conditions, what do they require, and have they been complied with. So I will give it the appropriate weight, but I will not strike the testimony that was heard earlier.
Thank you.
Your next witness, you wanted to call your next witness?
Yes.
Okay. If you can step forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you can state your name for the record.
Gretchen Costanzo.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
I do.
Thank you. And could you spell your last name?
Sure. C-O-S like Sam, mm-hmm. T-A-N like Nancy, Zebra O. Never done that before. So just thank you for being able to speak. Thank you for your department. We've worked with you guys. We've done building projects. We know that it's not easy being the county development team and dealing with us landowners and what we want to do with our land. That's tough, so I honor you. The part that I wanted to talk about was the public nuisance of the venue. And as being part of the public, I'm a counselor, and I'm involved with a faith-based reconciliation organization. So I'm always looking at what can we do to have a partnership. And I was noting that canoe over there and all the hands under it and realizing, is there a way to work together? And what I see, the county wants to revoke the permit. The Edgewater wants to keep in business. And I'm thinking, how can we make this work for both parties? It's kind of like I see the Kipperberg and the venue wanting to be compliant and being willing to work with in order to get to code. And then I also see the county's part of, but we've tried and it's not working. But what I'm wondering is, how do they get to code with no proverbial straw to make their bricks? How is it going to help them to revoke their ability to be profitable and be in business and say, by the way, you're going to expand your septic, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, which is all necessary. What I want to bring is that they're not a public nuisance. They're actually a gem in our community. We're actually grateful for them. We have Starvation Heights. I don't know if you're familiar with that in Olalla. Was a turn of the century place where many people died. We also have the Olalla Recovery Center for Drug and Rehab, which is great. We need that. We have Al's Beer and Wine and Pizza, which is fun. But we have the Edgewater. And when I run into people in the community and I say, oh, I live out by Anderson Point, they go, oh, the Edgewater. I know the Edgewater. My friend got married there, or my uncle got married there, or we were just there. And so to see this place not be supported by our county and our people would be detrimental. It's been a benefit to be able to say, this is where I live, and this is part of my community. So I would just encourage you to look at the fact that they're saying they want to be compliant, they want to work with the team here, and how can they do that if they can't be in business? So thank you.
Thank you. Any further witnesses? And was there any response from the county from DCD on that? Any further witnesses or your?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further testimony from DCD then?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, fighting over the mic. You're David Lynham.
And you remain under oath.
Thank you.
it is the county's desire that this business continue and that it is successful. But we have to assure the public safety, and we have to assure that it continues in accordance with the requirements of the conditional use permit and any other codes that comply. We have a duty to assure that. And to that end, we hope we are successful, either with a new conditional use permit, a modification perhaps to this permit, but we still support revocation of the conditional use permit that is before us today.
So Jim Bolger also remain under oath, as I understand it. I just wanted to reiterate what David said, in that the county would love to see this operation be a successful business in Kitsap County. Our concern is that the way things are being operated right now, everything's going great from exterior perspectives until it isn't, until there were some kind of a catastrophic or serious incident that occurred there that could be very serious. And the department has first made, as you heard from Scott Diener's earlier testimony, made Mr. Kipperberg aware that revocation was a potential outcome of not coming into compliance. So without us seeing significant action, he was made aware of this back in April. And so we deliberately delayed taking significant action on this with the understanding that he had a viable business, that people were, he had commitments to his customers, and that we wanted to help him remain open so that he can continue to get that revenue. But at some point, we've seen various commitments of, I will submit. We get a submittal, and then we see no other activity. We've seen permits that have basically been abandoned. And so this has gotten to the point that I made at the very beginning, where we've come to a place where we feel like we need to go to kind of extreme action in this particular instance, not by desire, not out of malice or any kind of kind of constraining reason. We just really want to see this place get into compliance for the safety of the customers and the guests that visit the venue. But again, we'd love to see it be a successful operation in the county. It's a beautiful spot. I think it has tons of potential. We just want to make sure that it's safe for the people that visit.
Thank you. Anything else from DCD? Mr. Kipperberg, any closing remarks?
Yes, thank you. I understand the concerns of staff, but I think moving forward, I think I've addressed a lot of the issues that with the septic, with engineer, with architects. And I think going forward, working with Dave Lyman and Scott Diener, I think it's clear the direction that we're supposed to go now. I think from April till August and September, there was an unknown of what staff really wanted. So I think going forward, I think we've got a great plan in place. I've already lined up meeting with Dave Lyman. So I'm ready to go in that aspect. But I am asking from a business perspective, if we were to revoke this permit, how detrimental that would be to not only our income, but being able to sustain the clients in the community in a proper way. The events don't start till June-ish, so if we were able to have some time to get those in place, would be beneficial to not only us, but also the community. I think that would be an adequate time to make everything happen. I've told everybody that's on my end, engineers, geotechs, and septic installers, that I'm ready to go. So whenever we get the okay to move forward, I'm fine with doing that. But to revoke the permit, I think it'd be detrimental to the process. And if we completely revoke the permit, to try to apply for another CUP for one would cost the business time and a lot of money. As Jim said, maybe, or Jim, Dave, and Scott said, maybe just tweak the permit or put some underlining issues that we can address and just change the permit to a small degree. And I think going forward, I think that would make sense for all parties, really. So I'm desperately asking just not to revoke the permit so we can just stay in business until we get it sorted out. That's all.
Thank you. All right, anything else from the parties, or is that? All right. I will take this under advisement. Decision will be out within 10 business days. It will be emailed to the hearing examiner clerk, and then she will provide it to the parties. I am sympathetic to the parties' positions on this. It certainly is a beautiful location, and I appreciate the testimony that we have received today. On the other hand, the other considerations that I will be thinking through are the life safety requirements, and which are important and do have to be complied with, and I have no discretion over that. Those are the requirements that are in the CUP and in the county code. So I will be balancing those considerations and considering the testimony that was received today, as well as the material that was submitted into the record, and get a decision out within 10 business days. So. Is there any questions? Anything else?
I got a few. With the actual your view on the CUP, just due to the complexity of how open and broad it is, some of the issues in there. That's why we're here today, is because they're not in stone. Not saying that we can't use the inside, or not saying we can. Those are kind of some of the issues that.
Well, I'm specifically looking at the conditions of the CUP.
Okay.
That's it, and they're outlined in the staff report, the conditions. I'm not taking a new look at the entirety of the CUP. It's just what conditions did DCD identify as not having been met, and is there evidence to substantiate those contentions that they have made?
Okay.
So that's the nature of my decision. It's not going to look at conditions that were not mentioned or addressed in the staff report. So it doesn't go outside of that. So that's why in my comments earlier about the narrowness. I mean, on the one hand, it's not narrow because it's a code enforcement matter, so it's significant. But it's not a broad review of the permit in the sense that it's not a new CUP. It's just a different criteria for issuing a CUP than dealing with a code enforcement matter.
So, okay. I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.